I'll tell you this, Mr. John Boy, or whatever your name is over there. I'll tell you this, Mr. Syndication, or whatever your name is. There'll be no stupid quiz in heaven, I'll tell you that.
Tuesday, October the 19th. All right, we're back in here on the radio. Okay, it's just me and Billy and Randy right now in the studio. Tater and Jackie moving around, getting stuff all together because we got a bunch of stuff. Have to go. I'm causing a way lot more work here around the Big Show studios.
For everybody but himself.
Well, I do have to go in and pick out the stuff that we are giving away. Win John Boy's stuff, because you hadn't heard, I'm cleaning out my office after over 20 years in this same location. And, yeah, I can't take no more of it home. And Randy says, ain't none of it worth no money.
We're not sure how much more of it we can take here.
And it's starting to spill out into the hallway. Right. So we got to go.
And I ain't taking no more of it to my house.
So I'm pretty cool on our daily stuff giveaway. Win a prize pack this morning, one of our contests, and you're automatically registered for the drawing at the end of the show for an autographed photo of the cast of Dawson's Creek TV show. It was made out to me back at, when did we figure that was? Back around
Well, I mean, they were on the air from 98 to 03, so I don't know when you got it.
Somewhere in that time frame. You got Katie Holmes' autograph, baby doll, ex-wife of Tom Cruise. You know, she's rolling in dough now. I hadn't heard a thing from her. She's probably afraid Scientology would kill her, but that's all right. And then we got James Vanderbeek, all right, now movie star as well. His autograph there, his picture with Joshua Jackson as well. And Michelle Williams, who later in life wound up with Heath Ledger for a while and had a kid with him. So
I think did she do the Marilyn Monroe movie where she was Marilyn?
She may have.
I think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's done these a lot of
Some neat people got to meet them, and they're going to give that away. I'm surprised that's not worth any.
Look at
you.
I am surprised in you.
We're all doing our job trying to make it sound more desirable, and all we're doing is talking you into keeping it.
Yeah, but I have not kept anything so far that I brought out of the office. And plus, by the way, on our daily giveaway, I got a Greg Warren fish sandwich that's autographed to me as well. That's a comedy
CD.
That's
the comedy CD. That's the name of it. It's not an actual fish sandwich.
Yeah. Fish sandwich comedy CD from our boy Greg. All right. And I'll go ahead and tell you, new online this week. If you don't win a prize pack, I want everybody to be involved. You can sign up for a weekly drawing that we announced every Friday. We had our first Friday winner last Friday, and I got so much stuff, I don't know what Jackie did with it. You got it, Tater?
No.
What's his name? No. All right. Well, anyway, he knows it's Stan. I remember it was Stan that won the Kevin Harvick bobblehead and the Princess Diana beanie baby.
Oh.
Yeah, I do remember that. All right, good. This week, I got a fishing trophy from the 2006 Cape Fear Marlin Children's Tournament. That's up for grabs. And I don't ask. I have no idea.
But it has a marlin on it. That's the key.
and the plaque there on it. Plus, we got a Carrot Top AT&T Kenny Schrader die-cast race car in the box there when Carrot Top and Kenny Schrader's lives crossed in that fateful year back in 06. No, that was the Cape Fear Marlin Tournament. What's 18 years ago from now?
I have others. 03.
That's 03, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's the weekly prizes at thebigshow.com.
Well, thanks for clearing all that up.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
We are just getting started. Get you ready for Outburst. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, first prize package up today, a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. That's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine, pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters, and 64-ounce jugs. I buzz Mount Olive Pickles got it down. They've been doing it since 1926. All right. 3 days in history where we'll get our categories. Here's us getting you ready for Outburst. October the 19th, 1937. Women's Day. Or is that Woman's Day?
Woman's Day, I think.
Okay. That was first published, a magazine designed expressly for the A&P store chain.
Yep, that's where it started out, yeah.
So after 20 years, A&P, the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company.
The what?
Apparently it was AT&P.
I think I got a die-cast car when they sponsored. You messed me up.
He's the one.
They saw Woman's Day. What'd you tell me it was? I wasn't paying attention. Woman's or women's?
It's Woman's
Day. It's Woman's Day. Woman's as in, day. You're a woman, this is your day.
You can tell because it's spelled Woman.
Woman's Day. Yeah.
On the paper.
I can't trust Tater now.
That actually is a good point.
Well, she sold it to...
Hey, I'm sitting right here.
They sold it to Fawcett Publications. All right. Mm-hmm. Women's Magazine. Listen to that. That's right. Your legs up.
Yeah. Okay. Woman!
Whatever. 1990, the jury in the Two Live Crew obscenity trial in Florida asked the judge for permission to laugh out loud. So some of the jurors said it actually was causing them pain to hold in their laughter.
Wow.
Were they listening to some of their music? Or did, I don't know.
Was that the lawsuit with the...
Yeah, there was...
Was it Me So Horny? And it was
a bunch of other...
The Two Live Crew... Uh-huh. Does it turn out they were obscene?
Yes, they were obscene.
And finally, it was on this date, 1998, Mike Tyson got his boxing license back after pleading with the Nevada Athletic Commission to stop torturing him for biting Evander Holyfield's ear during a fight 15 months earlier.
Well, the court documents actually say torturing, but I'm not sure.
How did he sound, Billy, when he was being tortured?
Stop torturing me. Stop torturing me.
So there you go.
Please.
There's the categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, you toll-free line. We play Outburst next.
Thank you, Jackie.
Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and video of the day, careful, I scream.
This is very funny. It's one of those paper towel dispensers, and the girl, well, somebody's labeled it, and it says, careful, I scream, and when you pull the towel,
it screams
exactly like a woman, Windheimer, what was it called, the famous screen that's in all the movies?
The famous scream that's in all the movies.
You're not talking about Harry Met Sally, the scene in the restaurant. Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to see it.
Sorry. I can't
even know. The name of all about it. Y'all check it out before we get a chance. It's right there at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get our winning beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Troy from Mannington, West Virginia.
We'll have a big show time.
Wait. It's the Wilhelm scream.
Wilhelm
scream. It's a
very
famous sound effect.
It was like from an old movie, and people started putting it, and they just drop it into movies and all different kinds of movies.
Oh, now you're all up with me.
Well, now you're telling me what it was.
I know. It was this.
What?
And it was this, and I couldn't get it into play. So, oh, my gosh. There. Okay.
All right. Whew. Hey, Troy, are you following all this?
I am. I'm about ready to scream myself.
How would you?
Sometimes you just got to get it out.
Oh, dear. Well, let's concentrate on Troy. Let's get him this big old prize pack and get him qualified for my stuff for this Tuesday. All right, Troy. Here we go, buddy. In 5 seconds, 3 magazines for women. Ready? Go.
Cosmo. Women's Day.
Come on. I heard something.
Fish or something. I hope it was something manly.
We're going to give it to you on the curve, apparently.
I read women's magazines all the time.
You're probably familiar with that scream, then, we've been hearing about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Troy, now we need... Thank you. 3 places it's inappropriate to laugh. Ready? Go.
Court, the funeral home, church.
All right, there you go. All right, Troy's methodical getting through these categories for the win. 3 things you can bite. Ready, go.
An apple, you bite a person, and your nails.
All right, that's the work. Joy, you got the big old prize pack, and you're the first name in the hat to win my Tuesday stuff, autographed photo of the cast of Dawson's Creek, and a Greg Warren fish sandwich comedy CD, also autographed to John Boy.
So it's not an actual fish sandwich.
Oh, it's good. Okay, no, it's a comedy CD. Yeah, it's good. I might have some food back in there somewhere.
I was worried about it.
All right. Joy, good work, buddy. Hey.
Can I get a move? It's the first time call. Man.
Well, yeah, you can't get it out for Troy.
Thank you, John Boy. Thank you, Big Show.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, man, with all that's going on. Let's not forget our buddy Rodney Carriage is having a birthday today. We start a celebration next. Show's on the radio. Hey, you're talking about Rodney Carrington. Our old buddy Rodney, his birthday today. He is 53 years old.
Shh, Pearl didn't like him.
I ran over her toe with my chair.
Oh, man. Mean, Rodney.
She let him know. You heard?
I know, Pearl. She's got to keep an eye on the door. Whatever room I'm in, she's got to watch a door.
You know, I've started doing the same thing.
More for an exit than an entry.
She's right behind Rodney's chair. Yeah, all right. Y'all be careful over there.
Yeah.
All right. The Rodney Carrington birthday celebration. Let's go back when we had Rod in the Big Show studio.
Yes, I'm lying here with Larry on my mind. That big bass boat, that fishing hole, that one we left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her cry, to know I'm lying here beside her with Larry on my mind. Well, oh, Larry! Where are you, Larry? Bring that boat back, you bastard! Larry? Larry's my fishing buddy. He asked me one day in the boat, he said, how come you don't ever write a song about me? Well, hell, Larry, why don't I just reach over and give you some sugar? What kind of question's that? You don't ask a man questions like that. You might as well reach over and grab his privates while you're at it. He did, too. I gave him some sugar. We cuddled for a little while. They won't let us fish on that lake no more. Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Missing Cajun Report. As our story opens, Woodrow Boudreau and his best friend Justin LeBlanc approach the information booth at Crawdad Outlet Mall in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can we spoke with you for a minute? My name is Woodrow, and this here is my friend Justin.
How to do, ma'am?
What can I do for y'all today?
We're looking for Justin's wife. We suspect she might have been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
We. She come in here with us this morning, and we ain't got no idea where she at now. Me and him ready to go home, and we can't find that woman no place.
Kidnapped might be a stretch.
What in the world?
When is the last time y'all seen her?
About 11:30, right after lunch.
You've been looking for this woman for over 4 hours? Ain't she got no cell phone?
Tried that. It keep going right to voicemail.
Okay. Let me get some information about this gal. Her name?
Babette Benoit LeBlanc. She 24 years old.
She is.
Tell me what she look like.
She 5'10" tall. She weigh 110 pounds. Got long blonde hair and great big old bazooms.
She do?
And what kind of clothing does she have on, man?
I knew we were going there. A pair of skin-tight jeans, a black tube top, an 8-inch spike high-heel shoe.
All right. You all wait right here and let me go check with the boy in charge of the security camera. And I'll be right back.
We appreciate it, ma'am.
Justin, that is the worst description I ever heard of. 24-year-old, 110 pound, blonde hair, big bazooms. Man, your wife is 55-year-old, 5'0", got brown hair, and she's 35 pound overweight.
I know, but who the Sam Hill want her back?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
When that low-talking girl come back, I'm going to tell her undo two-top button.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old Manny Petty lay at Foot Spa say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Is this the right voice?
No, no, please no.
That's one small step for man.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Tuesday, October the 19th. You only see one movie this holiday. Well, holidays, but push. This Halloween season. Watch this one, too. I better just listen to it, because it's
curious,
not a real movie.
Am I in your head all the time now?
I think you are.
I'm sorry.
I think you're sorry. All right, well, here you go.
What if we tied your wrists together like that Michael Jackson video?
All righty, then do something useful. Run this right here.
Just in time for Halloween, AMC continues its tradition of horror with an all-new series.
Hey, am I the only one who knows how to work the coffee machine? Damn college-age kids. Oh, would it kill you to turn the damn lights off? My last name's not Rockefeller, you know. Hey, no, I'm not your chauffeur. I used to walk everywhere I went. Try it sometime.
From the people that brought you The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and a new Walking Dead they haven't come up with a title for yet, comes a show for the whole family. The Walking Dad.
Oh, hell no, you're not wearing that outside this house. You look like a tramp. You know, Jeannie couldn't show her damn belly button on TV. That was the good old days.
Oh, you didn't get what you wanted. Cry me a river. Listen, when I was a kid, I was thankful if I got an orange for Christmas. Ungrateful turd. Good God, am I the only one who knows how to flush a toilet? Oh, light a match while you're at it.
He's dead, and he's walking the walk every Saturday night before whatever else AMC is limping to the barn with.
Hear that? That's Mel Torme, a real singer. Not that Justin Bieberlake or Cardiac B or Snoopy Dogg. What the hell is for shizzle anyway? Idiots. Hey, Ringo, you're supposed to mow the grass, not smoke it. Why do you think they call it dope? You want to cry? Do you? Because I can give you something to cry about. Let me show you where the horse bit me. Punk.
AMC, still cashing in on a show that was a hit a decade ago.
Zombies. What garbage. Now Gunsmoke, that was a show. Kids don't even know who Matt Dillon is. Morons.
The Walking Dead. Saturdays at 8 on AMC. Watch it. I said, watch it.
Yeah. I heard you. Not sleeping. Rest of my eyes, I work for a living, you know. Yeah, there's a kiss for you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a one-year digital subscription to Classic Easy Riders magazine, nice. A hat, T-shirt, and tumbler from Law Tigers. Is the Biker's Bible for 50 years, all the latest biking news and photos, launching this December. Subscribe now. Get up to 60% off cover price, ClassicEasyRiders.com, or go to TheBigShow.com. Click on the Classic Easy Riders banner. I'll play for that minutes, and your name will go into the hat for my stuff of the morning, an autographed photo of the cast of Dawson's Creek TV show. You got Katie Holmes, James Vanderbeek, Joshua Jackson, and another baby doll. I can't remember her name. I can't read her autograph.
Michelle Williams.
Is that Michelle Williams? All right.
Okay, yeah.
And I think she's the only one that's really gone on to be in a lot of stuff.
Is she the one you made out with?
Well, no.
She's the blonde.
No. That was Joshua Jackson. Actually, they were dating as I ran into him, and we went to a Panthers game together.
Wow.
Back in the day. Yeah. Nice.
And I think the one he made out with was Larry Holmes, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, okay.
She later on had a child with Heath Ledger.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. The Joker. I got kicked to the curb for the Joker?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And Katie Holmes wound up marrying Tom Cruise. I don't know how much money she got off that deal.
Don't know either.
You haven't heard from her after their divorce, did you? But anyway, yeah. So, all right. A piece of history here from John Boy's stuff. How about
that?
Look at you. And also that Greg Warren Fish Sandwich comedy CD that's also autographed to me.
He's dated a lot of people, too.
Yeah. Not really. But.
And he talks about more than fish sandwiches on it, by the way.
We'll celebrate some Dawson's Creek a little later in the show, but we're back to Rodney Carrington's 53rd birthday. Old pal at the Big Show, go back when he was in the studio and was talking about Walmart.
I like Walmart. You know what I like about that greeter fell up? Got that one eye looking off to the left. You need a buggy? The qualifications for that damn job must be breathing. There's a woman in a wheelchair the other day. You need a buggy? Yeah, hop up and get me one. Better yet, I'll just push you around. You hold the stuff. You don't ever need a buggy when you get in Walmart, not until you get about 100 feet in there. Then you go, damn, I guess I should have got a buggy. Go in there for Q-tips. You leave it $800 worth of crap. Walmart's the only place you can walk in butt naked with a pair of flip-flops on. Ain't nobody gonna pay any damn attention to you. And they'll take any damn thing back to you. These diapers already got crap in them. We're real sorry about that. Run on back there and get you another package. Good place to whip your kids is Walmart. I don't know what it is about that place, but there's always a little kid getting his ass whipped in there. Must be a little bell that goes off in there. Ding, whip your kids! If you don't whip them, make somebody in there to whip them for you. That greeter fella up front. You want me to whip your kids? Kids must be terrified of that damn place. Hey, that's where you take them when they screw up. Get in the truck. We going to Walmart. That Walmart! I told you, little bastard, now get in the truck. kids change your damn life. Won't
they?
If you ain't got hand them, you're thinking about having kids. You go to Chuck E. Cheese Saturday afternoon about 5 o'clock. By God, you'll leave her and go buy your ass your dog, ain't there? Thank God they sell beer in that joint. I saw a boy get drunk and beat the hell out of that gorilla in there. He ripped his head off. He couldn't take it no more. They kicked him out. I thought, boy, you're really screwing up when you get banned from Chuckies. I love Chuckies. I like skee ball. The reason I like skee ball is because I'm damn good at it.
Yeah.
Got my own balls in a little carrying case. Got my name on the side. Skee ball champion. Skee ball's that game you play where you get all them prizes. You go redeem them, you know, all them tickets. You go redeem them for prizes. Spend all day in there. You rack up on 60, 70,000 tickets. You walk up to that prize counter thinking they're going to have to run out to the truck and get some more stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you walk, here's all my tickets. Let's start with a whistle. Okay, you got two left. Well, good Lord, I guess I'll have to have a spider ring now. My God, I feel like I got screwed on that deal. I'm spending $1,200 for a whistle. That's a $1,200 whistle right there. I'd be whistling that. I think I'd play a song by itself. They need some real cool prizes up here. You know, like make it like that, what's it, Wheel of Fortune. You know, whenever they used to have all them prizes on that wheel.
Yeah.
And the kids get to come up and stand in a circle with Pat Sajak. What would you like? I'll take a porcelain dog for 60 tickets. I'll have the big screen TV for 1,000 tickets. Okay, and we'll put the rest of the tickets on the gift certificate for Dillard's, won't we? I just bought a big screen TV. I ain't seen it yet. I've never seen it. My wife lives in Tulsa. I visit her every now and then. Forgot what she looks like.
Hey, congratulations on your little boy.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. I love
it. Cool.
Kids change your damn life. Eh? I'm glad I do this for a living, you know, because I don't have to be there all the time. They just make you so damn mad sometimes. Kids make you so mad, really, they just piss you off. Sometimes you love them so much, you just want to rip her little head off. I squeezed him so hard the other day, I popped his back, and he pooped his britches. Like a little Play-Doh Fun Factory. You squeeze him and it comes out. Hey, he pooped out 2 pennies the other day. Money, cash, hell, I prayed for that. If I could see a couple of $100 bills, I wouldn't mind changing them damn things. I knew I was going to find me a little prize in there. That ought to be a rough stock rodeo event. Flies won't go near my boy's diaper. They'll fly up on it and pass right the hell out. Sorry, little buddy. It's horrible.
Look, a spider ring.
Y'all been there, hadn't you?
Yeah, we have.
It's just horrible. Yeah. I was playing skee ball next to this 5-year-old kid the other day. He had tickets just whipping out. I said, dang gum, son, you got yourself some tickets there, don't you? He said, don't you take my tickets. I'll take your tickets, you little bastard. Don't ever talk to me like that. He said, I'll tell my daddy. I said, you tell your daddy. I'll take his damn tickets. He said, I'll tell Chucky. I said, the hell with Chucky. He's dead and buried in my backyard. I kicked the cheese out of Chucky.
More fun stuff when I'm here, Rodney. All right, dear, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Well, this one should be easy. Home mortgages are the single largest source of personal debt in the United States. Mm. And this is number 2.
What are away mortgages?
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Rolling through your Tuesday, October the 19th. Got our video of the day. Check it out. It's Careful Ice Cream. Funny stuff at thebigshow.com. And you can also register online for the weekly giveaway of John Boy's stuff. Tell you all about that here in just a little bit, all right? And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's on Baby Jeopardy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And now your host, careful, he screams, but only for ice cream or if there's a bee in the room. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Let's say hey to Mike out of Dunn, North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. We all good. Welcome in here. All right, Mike. Well, let's see what you got. This one should be easy. Home mortgages are the single largest source of personal debt in the U.S. We're looking for number two.
I'd go with your vehicle.
Is it your vehicle?
Sir.
Nope. Good guess. What do you think right off the bat, wasn't it? All right. Well, Mike, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Let's go to Anthony in Rock Spring, Georgia. Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, Anthony, home mortgages, biggest personal debt. What's the number two most debt thing in America?
And the answer is student loans.
You say student loans.
Sir.
And you are right.
Boy, is it ever.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much money people owe.
Oh, well, yeah. Look how much the colleges are charging,
I know.
Man.
I agree with that.
Yeah, right. It's crazy. $40,000 to $80,000 a year.
If the price of gasoline went up the way the price of a college education went up, people would be with torches and pitchforks in the street.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I mean, that's just crazy.
I tell you. All right.
And you've talked to some of the people that got out of college lately.
Okay. Yeah. I paid for some.
Yeah.
You know, man. Oh, dear. Well, Anthony, good work there, buddy. You have the Law Tigers prize pack and the digital subscription to Classic Easy Riders magazine. Your name is in a hat for my daily stuff that you can win. We'll draw at the end of the show today.
Hey, John Boy, can I send a shout-out?
Of course you can.
I want to send a shout-out to all the nurses at Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga and the doctors. I had two discs replaced this morning.
Wow.
And took my medicine. Needless to say, I'm feeling good.
That's why you're so relaxed, no doubt.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Good. Glad to take it. Take care, man. You quit pushing that button, man. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. Think about time capsule for this October the 19th. We'll all get a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Nah, hello.
Hey, it's Hoyt.
All my life, want to fight about it?
John Boy and Billy here, Hoyt.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, man. Can you get Rayford to have a shirt made for me?
Well, we'll try. What do you want it to say?
I want it to say, if I'd have known he was going to turn out like this, I'd have quit listening to him in 1955.
Well, how's it going, buddy?
Not too good.
What's the matter?
The prodigal has returned.
Uh-oh. Delbert's daddy's moved back in with y'all?
Yeah. Him and the missus is split again, and it looks like this time it's permanent.
Oh, I thought they got back together.
Well, they did, but they didn't last. She been running around on him again.
Oh, man.
And this time he got her to admit it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He come home one afternoon and said, "Honey, me and the boys at work was talking. We think that new UPS delivery man has slept with every woman on our street but one."
Mm.
And she said, "You know, I bet it's that snotty Mrs. Johnson."
I guess that was the last straw, huh?
Yeah. Wife moving back into Mandeville.
Oh, man. Wife number six.
Yeah. Mm. Said he's tired of getting married.
I guess.
Next time he's just going to find a woman he don't like and buy her a house.
Yeah. Well, what's Delbert up to?
Oh, a friend of his had asked him to watch his cat while he was out of town.
Uh-huh.
He'd been cat said, no, wait. Uh-oh. Called to check in yesterday, says, Deborah, how's my cat? And Deborah says, well, the cat got run over by a car and she died.
Ooh.
Oh, fella went all to pieces. Uh-huh. And he got mad. He said, you darn fool. Don't you know you don't just blurt something like that out all at once? You got to prepare a man for a piece of bad news like that. When I say, how's my cat, first you say, well, she's climbed up on the roof and we can't get her down. And then when I call the next day and say, how's the cat? You say, well, we got the fire department to come get her down, but she got scared and run out in the road and got hit by a car. Now, they took her to the vet. We think she's going to be all right.
Mm.
And then the next day when I call, I say, how's the cat? And you're supposed to say something like, well, she took a sudden turn for the worse last night, and she died. I'm real sorry. See, that way I'd be mentally ready for the bad news.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
Anyway, did you go over and look in on Grandma like I asked you to? And Deborah says, yeah. He says, well, how is she? And Deborah says, well, she's climbed up on the roof, and we can't get her down.
That was smooth.
Oh, he's a quick learner.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and Henry Kissinger's got to run to the grocery store. Got another mouth to feed now, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to say good later on?
Yeah,
well. Well, you tell him. I said, duh, huh? I know what you mean.
Hi. Right.
Y'all keep him straight up there.
Hi.
Bye, there.
John Boy and Billy.
Do not go in there. Woo!
Morning radio done right.
Tuesday morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, here we go. Turn it up. Latest tune from Ricky B.
I am Pizza Rod.
In public, they line up to take the blame. Big girls lose control when I refill their pasta bowl. Think they got a chance to get into my tiny pants. I'm pretty popular, if I do say so myself. Not bad for a fella as big as Elf on the Shelf. Nearly 3 foot tall, still the greatest of them all. Too bad I got a wife, stops dead cold my Playboy life.
Fast food mascot. Fear me.
tell you how much I appreciate it, and this is certainly a milestone. It ranks right up there with the fact I got a phone call prior to the first Duke Carolina game from up in Norfolk, Virginia, and this guy called and he said, Woody, he said, Coach Drizzell wants you to be on the radio with him tomorrow night. I said, what? And he said, yeah, I said, Lefty's got a radio show up here and he wants you to be on. And so I was the night before Carolina played Duke for the first time. So being with John Boy and Billy's program, right up there with being with Coach Drizzell. Hi, this is Woody Durham. I want to remind you that you're listening to John Boy and Billy's Big Show.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. All right, man. There's some good things about giving away my stuff and going through the office. I know it's a lot of work for y'all, Jackie and Tater, and even you, Randy, taking pictures, putting it up on the website. Check out our weekly giveaways at thebigshow.com, by the way, and our daily stuff here. But this autographed photo of Dawson's Creek, start looking through the bid box, and yeah, we have a little history there. I told you before I went to the Panthers game, took Joshua Jackson. And actually, I met him at a restaurant before I went over. And he was dating a girl from Dawson Creek, and it turned out she was Michelle Williams. We got both their autographs on that, along with Katie Holmes and James Vanderbeek. Is that right? But Michelle, so they were, I guess, dating because he told me he really liked her. I had no idea who she was, you know, but he said she was on a show, and it was her. I see her picture.
And then that was the girl you sat with? Oh, then never
mind. Yeah, the Joker here. You know, knocked me out of the saddle later on in life, Heath Ledger.
That sounds about right, actually.
Young, good-looking Australian. Yeah, maybe,
And then Tom Cruise, who would know later in life, he'd be jumping on Oprah's couch all about Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
He was crazy for
her. Yeah.
And you said all that to say what?
I say, you can win that photo. Can you put a price on that?
No.
Well, I can't. How much post is it going to cost me? Not that much on a photo.
Not that much.
All right.
Is it in a frame?
Well, then, no. No, it's just not a frame.
Nothing.
And then Greg Warren, Fish Sandwich Comedy CD. That's autographed by Greg as well.
The story about Greg is not nearly as good.
He's still single.
Right,
you know, alone.
Yeah.
So, hasn't found a Bigfoot yet.
Yeah,
so,
I guess that's why CD's named Fish Sandwich. He's naming it after meals he has by himself.
Right.
But it is pretty cool.
He's a funny dude. He's a funny dude.
Y'all chance to win all that. Coming up, all right, Big Show rolls on.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is a current events quiz. Take C and get a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. No matter what you're into, we got you covered, and 90% of it is from a small up-and-coming brand just in time for fall and the holidays.
You may not have heard of this stuff, but the products are hand-selected by their people, and they're all great.
Yeah. BoxOfAwesome.com, and we got a setup. You can go to thebigshow.com and click on the Box of Awesome banner, and you can get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. All right, we got that in my Tuesday morning stuff. Greg Warren Fish Sandwich Comedy CD autographed to me. And also, I got an autographed photo to me from the cast of Dawson's Creek TV show. We go back when Katie Holmes, James Vanderbilt, Vanderbeek, it was Joshua Jackson, and the Michelle Williams, would you say?
Michelle
she's
Williams.
The one the movie star now?
Uh-huh.
All right, good, man. Well, yeah, we'll draw at the end of the show today. Thinking about Dawson's Creek, we went back with this.
After 30 years, Floyd Lawson is leaving Mayberry.
That's it. I'm out of here. Y'all just a bunch of losers.
Starting all over again, a new town, a new shop.
I'm not a barber. I'm a stylist. I'm going for the young, hip Generation X crowd.
The WB proudly invites you to visit Lawson's Creek.
A little shaggy back there, Dawson. How about a quick trim?
Teenage angst, dysfunctional relationships, and lots of witch hazels.
This one's got it all. So I'm all, how about a haircut? And he's all, no thanks. And I'm all, are you sure? And he's all, leave me alone, you freak. He was so not interested. James Vanderbilt, Katie Holmes, and Howard McNear as Floyd the Barber. You know, that Buffy the Vampire Slayer's got a nice head of hair. Lawson's Creek, Wednesdays at 10. On the WWB.
Anytime work in Mayberry and Dawson's Creek, huh? Oh, I love it. That was a highlight of our career. All right. Well, let's play the current events quiz. Billy, what are we dealing with?
Dateline Turkey, worst search party ever.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, and our video of the day is brought to you by Nickel Store, Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. Careful, I scream. See what we mean at thebigshow.com. And now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay.
Let's say hey to Matt out of Bradenton, Florida. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, man, we just going to listen to you win a big old prize pack. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, a 51-year-old Turkish man tried to help a search party that was looking for a missing person, only to find out the person they were searching for was him. Behan Mutlu, who is a construction worker in northwest Turkey, you could tell he wasn't from around here. He awoke from taking a nap in a small cabin in the woods, where he ran into a group of people searching for a local man who had been reported missing. And after helping comb the area for almost an hour, he heard one member of the search party yell out the missing man's name and realized he himself was the guy they were looking for. So he pulled his ID out of his wallet and brought the search to a more or less successful end.
Hey.
He says there was a miscommunication between him and a friend the night before that led the friend to report him missing when he was just kind of chilling in the woods. A member of the search party says Behan wasn't much help with the search party effort because, A, he'd never been in a search party before, B, he didn't bother to ask who they were looking for, or C, when he reached for his wallet, he had trouble finding his own butt, and he was using both hands.
What you got, Matt?
I think that's got to be C, Charlie.
C, Charlie, oh, yeah, you confused me there for a minute. Charlie does begin with a C. Good work, Matt. You got a box of awesome from boxofawesome.com. Y'all click on that banner at thebigshow.com and check out our new sponsor. Good work, Matt. You hang on, Jack. I'll hook you up.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, man. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Put us about 20 minutes away. My brand new tune. Ahoy and the Junior Nation Band, head toward Halloween, you know. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, October the 19th. All right. So we're out yesterday, here we are today. And we got the weekly prizes for the Win John Boy stuff.
Oh, boy. This is why they didn't give us 2 days off.
At thebigshow.com. See this week's. It's a fishing trophy from the 2006 Cape Fear Marlin Children's Tournament. Not sure how I wound up with that.
Well, I do.
You want me to remind you? There was a kid. He was sick in the hospital.
No, you're making that up.
And they said that all he wanted to do was go fishing. And so they gave him the trophy. And he said, no, it really should go to John Boy.
Yeah, so he's making that up.
I think he was a burn victim.
It was something way more. They were making fun of me.
No, I remember this kid. It was a very emotional time.
Oh, man.
People were crying. All right.
Here's something I did get emotional about when it was presented to me. A carrot top Kenny Schrader diecast car.
Oh, what?
It's a carrot top AT&T Kenny Schrader diecast car. From 18 years ago.
See, Carrot Top got really sick and was in the hospital. And
he asked Johnny to hit two home runs for him, and he couldn't do that. He's like,
Here's how that works. Carrot Top, at the time, was the spokesman for AT&T.
Okay. That's right.
And so Kenny Schrader was
driving the
by,
number 49 car.
Right. Yeah, for AT&T was the sponsor. So they put
Carrot Top's head.
And Kenny Schrader took a mountain of crap for it.
He did. And when you look at it, you'll see why. We got it. I got it in the box, so you can see it at thebigshow.com. And that's where you can register. We announce the weekly winners on Friday. Mm-hmm. So check that out. Now, my daily stuff giveaway today, we got an autographed photo of the cast of Dawson's Creek made out to me. It's Katie Holmes, ex-wife of Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how James Vanderbeek and Joshua Jackson, got to hang out with them. I don't know if they married.
They were really sick.
Shut up.
James did some movies, and I think he's got like 5 or 6 kids. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. And now Michelle Williams, also, she's autographed her picture of Dawson's Creek, and she wound up with Heath Ledger, right? And had a kid.
They were together for a long time.
So whether they were married or they broke up now, so we got a couple of ex-wives.
They were broken up. And then he passed away.
Yeah.
But they broke up before he passed away. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, wow, that's something, man. Mm-hmm.
And but they look like babies on this photo. I mean, they're just children.
Yes, it's a teen angst show that was filmed in Wilmington, North Carolina.
There's probably a lot of people out there didn't even know that Dawson's Creek existed, but know who those folks are. You know, like they know who Katie is, but didn't even know she was on that show.
That's it. So how about that? An original photo. Now, that might be worth some money. You got Heath Ledger and Tom Cruise's
Not
ex-wives.
Unless they all get really sick.
All right. Well, anyway, I got one more chance. Whoever wins Wordy Word get their last name in a hat for my daily stuff drawing. And we'll do that. The rest, check it out at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio.
Superfly.
All right, we got the tune queued up. Let's check out this cover letter from Hoyt. Hey, perverts, the Junior Nation Band presents a sound of the season for a season we don't like worth a fart, Halloween. This one features vocals by the whole Junior Nation Band in the role of a bunch of drunks that try to sing along with Neil Diamond at a baseball game and add a bunch of dumb drunk stuff to the regular words. And special thanks to the concert band at Brushywood Magnet High School for helping us with the horns and string sounds and whatnot. We couldn't have done it without them. Y'all keep them straight up there. Hoyt. Let's hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation Band presents a very un-Halloween-y sounding tribute to Halloween. Mainly because Halloween gets on our nerves. Goes like this. Where it began, I can't begin to tell you, but I can tell you it's the worst. Summer to fall, and then it's late October. And Lordy, I dread the 31st. Kids,
the door, begging for candy bars. I hate Halloween. I'd outlaw it if I could.
He would. He would.
I'm feeling mean. Halloween is not too good because they stay out too late. Then they start vandalizing. It ain't no surprise with kids like these. First they throw rocks. Next comes the toilet paper. All over the yard and in the trees. They're punks. Getting drunk, getting wild, getting me all pissed off. I hate Halloween.
Bah, bah, bah.
It drives me right out of my mind.
It does, it does.
I'll put my foot. That's right, kids. Don't come around my trailer on Halloween night, because my bowl of candy has officially been replaced by a can of Whoop-Ass, and you don't want me to open it up. Song in your head for the rest of the day, but sometimes the truth needs to be told. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
I love this dog.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Girl's still getting on about it. I wanted no dog. I had to take care of all by myself. I loved this dog.
I know what she did.
Well, look at her coming over here. She knows we're talking about
She's
her.
She's smart.
You know, I brought her to work the very first, the Monday after the weekend. You remember
that?
It
was, it was like a Thursday she told you to get it. You complained about it on Friday. Saturday we saw you at a remote and you're like, I love this dog. This dog. She's at the group right now. She's getting all pretty. Then I'm going to take her everywhere. I love this dog.
All right, so she's going with me everywhere. She has been for 11 years now. But
Your wife had to reclaim the bed and everything.
Oh, yeah. By the time, when I got back, Pearl be in the bedroom, growl at her when she come in the bedroom.
Excuse me.
Pearl, you might want to let her in.
That was her idea, Pearl. Come on. Yeah.
I don't think we've been introduced. I am Pearl. You are...
Yeah, so anyway, so if you think about getting a pet, go to the shelter. You'll find the best ones right there.
Because not everybody is going to have the kind of luck out in the middle of the street like Johnny did.
That's right. Big Show's on the radio. All right. We was talking about this autographed photo I found there in my office. My stuff we're giving away from Dawson's Creek. We started looking around for some teen angst shows. So that was back when Katie Holmes and James Vanderbilt, Joshua Jackson, Michelle Williams, they were teenagers, man. I guess they were
sure.
late teens, right?
Young adults,
was their first thing. that they were doing. So can you put a year on that? Because I know, I told you, we've been in this studio, in this building for like 20 years. So, I mean, I'm looking at the stuff I got online for the weekly giveaway, the Carrot Top car. That's like 18 years ago. So up around that. So you think? This Dawson's Creek, I know you're looking it up right now. So
first episode was in 98.
Okay.
First episode.
So 08, 18. Boy, that's 23 years.
What
ago,
was the
according
teen
to my
egg
math.
Show that Carrot Top was on? That was very successful.
And they ended in 03.
Okay. So that's what it was. All right. So it was around 20. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little under there.
I think Vanderbeek went on to do Varsity Blues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And Josh has done some things.
All right, good. Well, that's good stuff. Yeah, he doesn't care.
I don't care. What's Katie doing?
All I want to know was a year. Yeah, but Greg Warren's Fish Sandwich Comedy CD, you can see when that came out. I think that was an early one because he autographed that to me saying thanks for the help on that. So
this is back when he still thought he needed help from us instead of the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
good. So anyway, back to the teen angst shows we were looking around for. Found this. Let's check this out.
This fall, CBS presents a new show from the producers of 90210 and Melrose Place. It's 8801 Oak Creek Court, Unit A. The lives, the loves, the drama of 20-somethings who haven't quite made it yet.
Jamie, if you let your dog out and he craps on my patio one more time...
Fifi didn't crap on your patio, dirt.
I watched her do it, Jamie. We still have a leash law in this town, you know. Now keep her inside. Or there'll be more than one bitch around here getting whacked with a rolled-up newspaper.
They're not what you'd call the beautiful people. But they are young, they're pretty darn ruthless, and some of them even sleep around a lot. Enter their world.
I'm warning you, Devin. You can't park your jet ski in front of your apartment. It's a violation of the association rules.
Don't push me, Janet.
And what if I do?
Well, I'm sure the resident manager would find that illegal HBO hookup of yours utterly fascinating.
You wouldn't dare.
Try me.
8801 Oak Creek Court, Unit A, this fall on CBS.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, man. We're covering a lot of ground. Hang on. We're going to play Wordy Word here in just a couple of minutes. The winner gets a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. You can go to thebigshow.com, click on that Liquid Performance banner, and get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. Also, you will be qualified for My Stuff, the daily drawing of My Stuff, the autographed photo of the cast of Dawson's Creek TV show to me, and a Greg Warren Fish Sandwich comedy CD, again, autographed to myself. And we looked that up. That was Greg's CD. Came out in 2018. That's only about 3-4 years old.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty upset that you're giving it away, because it's obviously not been taken out of the package.
Oh, it sure has. I listened to it, put it back in, then set it with my stuff in the office.
All right.
Okay, then. Hey, it's all coming together. I told you about the Carrot Top race car that we got at thebigshow.com for the weekly stuff giveaway.
How do you get it's all coming together with the Carrot Top race car?
Well, here it comes. Rodney Carrington's birthday today. Another old Big Show buddy is 53 years old today. Mm. So he said, well, we want to play a Rodney Carrington song. So we came up with one when he was in the studio that he premiered, Dancing with a Man. Mm. And in the video, the man he was dancing with was Carrot Top.
You know, that's right. I forgot that. Carrot Top.
You can go ahead and apologize now, Billy.
Hey, every once in a while, it'll all tie together. Sure, accidentally sometimes.
Just right. Oh, everything else.
Mostly, actually.
His whole career has been dumb luck. I mean,
thank you. That's not pushing. All right. So here we go, back with Rodney Carrington in the Big Show studio.
Thank you, Rodney. Thank you. Hello, boys.
Rodney. Hey. How you doing, man? Congratulations on your brand new album out today.
I got them fooled, don't I?
Yeah. The scam's alive,
ain't
it?
The scam is happening, buddy. It's exercise tape, and it's audio exercise tape. Hanging with Rodney.
Hanging with Rodney in stores this week, man. Signed at Mercury Record deal, which is... going back over some old times, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I own a softball team now. Actually, my brother-in-law came to me and wanted me to sponsor this co-ed softball team. And I said, well, the only way I'm going to sponsor it is if I can name the team. Uh-huh. And he goes, okay, well, that's fair. So we go to name it, and they They're called the Fluffy Rabbits.
Fluffy Rabbits.
Needless to say, they're not real happy about that. Yeah. But my feeling was, well, see, I'm playing on there. I play every Sunday night. I'm shortstop for the Fluffy Rabbits. And my feeling was, hey, if we beat somebody, somebody's actually going to have to go off and say they got beat by the Fluffy Rabbits. If we lose, our excuse is, hey, what do you expect? We're the Fluffy Rabbits.
That's that whole boy named Sue deal. You had to get tough or die.
So from now on, throughout the show, I'd like to be known as a starting shortstop for the Fluffy Rabbits. Shortstop for the Fluffy Rabbits.
Butchered yourself.
Our Mercury Recording scam artist.
Yeah.
You can't hide money. You can't hide money. Go out with your softball team.
I just got back last weekend. I played in the Ned Beatty Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Is that right?
Now, there's a tournament where you don't want to hit your ball off in the woods. Jesus Christ. If it gives you any indication, the most famous person there was Chuck Woolery.
All right.
And he happens to be a big fan of mine now, because I performed at the award ceremony, which was awful fun. I had to follow Boots Randolph, for God's sake.
Whoa. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, that guy plays a Benny Hill theme.
Yeah.
You know, I walked on, so he'd get a standing ovation, right? Uh-huh. I just saw a comedian go up before him. I just died a horrible death, right? Uh-huh. Boots goes up, just kills, right? I don't even know this guy. I've heard the name Boots before, but I thought he's a black guy. Uh-huh. You know? And he goes up, plays a horn, just kills, slays them. They all standing up, and I walk on stage, and of course they're staring at me, and I thought, well, so right about now, I wish to hell I knew how to play the saxophone. Juggle or something. But, Chuck Woolery, he became a big fan that weekend. And
good work.
I heard he got me off in his hospitality suite, started singing. He's a horrible singer, by the way.
Is that right?
Chuck has got no chance at a record deal. He better stick to just 2 and 2. Yeah. Whatever he does. And since I've been here last, my wife is pregnant again.
Is really? That right? Congratulations.
Yeah. I swear, man. I every time I go home, she gets pregnant. And I just, well, last time, it went off in my hand. She's standing too close. Just cleaning it. She's awful happy about that.
Oh, man. Well, your album, Hanging with Rodney. Now the first single off the album is going to be,
I think I'm Dancing with a Man. That's
now, this
exactly,
going to be a music video.
This
you
is
got.
A music video. We have
Ned Beatty's in it, isn't it?
You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
There you go.
We're trying to get Jerry Springer, but he ain't going to do it, I don't reckon. It would just be right up his alley.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. But Toby Keith, country singer.
Mm-hmm. Toby Keith going to be in it?
Big basher, about 6'8". Fell asleep in a damn greenhouse somewhere. He'll be in it. And him and I believe Tracy Byrd committed to it. At least he called and said
is
he
that
would.
Right?
So we're going to do that on the 30th. I don't know what it's going to look like or how it's going to be, so don't ask. I don't know anything about it. I just show up.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, well, let's listen to the song, and maybe we can just picture in our heads what will be going on.
Okay, let's do that. You're going to play it, or you want me to play it?
Why don't you play it live for us here?
I saw her sitting in a barroom in that smoky atmosphere, and she smiled back at me as I drank down one last beer. She pulled me on the dance floor. We danced a song or two. It was then I realized that I bit off more than I could chew. I think I'm dancing with a man. She's got calluses on her hand. She's got a voice deeper than mine. She gets a stiffy when we grind. Like I'm dancing with a man. We sit down and talk to her. And we listen to the band. Oh, and a friend of mine walked by. And he asked her if she'd dance. Then he gently took her hand, background singers, ooh, and he twirled around and around. It looked like he was having fun. Oh, oh, oh. till her skirt fell to the ground. I think he's dancing with a man. The boys at the lodge won't understand. And with her hand on his behind, they two-step till half past nine. Think he's dancing with a man. Good Lord, we're dancing with a man. It'll be known throughout the land. Two boys from Texas danced a jig with a doo-doo or a wig. We've been dancing with a man. Everybody now. She crushed a beer can on her head. Good Lord, her forehead's red. We've been dancing with a damn big man. Yeah! All right, well. There's only so much you can do on CMT.
So. All right, good time. Let's play this wordy word game, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. And with everything else we got going on at thebigshow.com, you might as well click that on-air contest button. You can play any contest you can't get through. Jackie will call you. All right, we do it next. Good morning, Big Show is on the radio, rolling through you Tuesday, October the 19th. Our video of the day is brought to you by Nickel Store, Rock Hill, South Carolina. My favorite store and your hunting headquarters, no matter what you're hunting. Interview, hunting, fish, everything. Yeah, check them out online, nickelstore.com. In our video, careful, I scream. It's not what you think, unless you're thinking what it is.
Can't argue with that.
It's one of those paper towel dispensers.
Yeah, we're not thinking that. Well, y'all, don't spoil it. Just check it out at thebigshow.com.
I guarantee you nobody was thinking paper towels.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, of course. We'll be taking the classic beer requests off the wall in minutes. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Keith. From Long, South Carolina. Good morning, Keith.
Oh, good morning, John Boy. How you doing, brother?
Hey, we all good. Welcome in here.
Awesome.
And we got Martin from Athens, Texas. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. Martin, your own team, Tater and Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hope the long weekend kind of cooled them off a little bit. No, ain't been half bad playing wordy word lately.
Thank you.
Keith, you are on the John Boy and Bill aside, so we'll see what we can do.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
All right. So, Martin, you relax. Me and Keith will go for the first 30 seconds.
Yep. Buddy.
All right. Here we go, Keith. Shout it out.
All right.
Start the clock now. An old movie. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's it. Country singer famous, Johnny
Cash.
Yeah, all right. Rhymes with it. 50-yard. Rhymes with it. 50-yard. You race. A 50-yard. Yeah, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Okay, rhymes with it. 20 blanks with a wet noodle. Or eye blank over your eyes. You blink them. You have eye. Women have nice long
lashes.
Yes.
Lashes. Oh,
all right. Good deal. Boy, I felt like I was all over the place on them two words.
We're going to give you 20 blanks with a wet.
Has anybody heard that besides me?
I've heard it come out of your mouth many times.
I was going to say, not since the eighth grade.
20 lashes with a wet noodle. Yeah. Wow. I got a lot of stuff stuck back in there, don't I?
Uh-huh.
It's all got to go.
That's why we're giving all this stuff away.
That's right. Let me free some stuff up.
Right. Party at your house one time.
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
All right. Well, what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Keith got a four. All right. Four on the board. All right.
Work.
So now Martin and Tater for their round one. Are you ready, Martin?
I'm ready.
Okay. And go.
All right. These blank potatoes and gravy. There you are. Nice. Rhymes with it. He's a comic book character. He runs really fast. Or a light bulb when you take a picture of the camera.
Flash.
Yes. Rhymes with it. This prickly stuff all over your skin is called a what?
Goosebumps.
It rhymes with it. It's red. You might get it. And it itches.
Hive. Rash.
Yes.
There you go.
I'm not even going to try that.
Hey, all right.
All right, well, awesome, Martin. I'm glad you're happy.
Y'all have seen Tata rubbing herself when she was describing rash.
I thought she was going to give herself one there for a second.
It's a lot easier to watch her than you.
I guess so. All right, so after round one, boys, we got Keith leading Martin 4-3. Here we go into round two.
All right,
Keith, you and Billy, ready?
Keith got a response for everything.
Concentrate. Here we go. Start the clock now.
Popular food, corned beef blank. We're still rhyming. There you go. All right. Yes. You do this with your finger when you're trying to show somebody something. You blank your finger at them.
Boink.
Yep, yes. There you go.
Snap.
Blank. It's a game you play. Blank, you're it.
Tag.
Yes.
There you go. A cowboy rides on what? This kind of animal.
Horse.
Yep. Leonard Skinner's most famous song. What song is it?
Stairway to Heaven.
Nope.
Stairway to Heaven.
Nope. That's not even Skinner.
Hold on.
That was Led Zeppelin.
All right. All right. Don't beat Keith up. He put a 4 on the 4, a total of 8. All right. 8 on the board. Now, Martin and Randy, 5 will tie, 6 will win. Are you ready, Martin?
I'm ready.
Okay. Picking up on that last one, go.
All right, Martin, name that song. Leonard Skinner. Stairway
to Heaven.
No, that's Led Zeppelin still. It's all right, these. Yes. How about that guy that lives in one of these down by the river? It's a mini what? A vehicle that soccer moms drive. A mini?
Minivan.
Yes.
Yeah. Van.
All right, so you do this on the highway when you go between lanes. It's, what are you doing? Going from the left?
Lane.
No, yes, but what's it called?
Stairway to Heaven.
He said it. I still lose,
okay,
but he said
there's
it.
There's a 3. Yeah, a 6 for Martin. That means Keith wins 8-6.
I hear you, brother.
All right, first, Martin down in Athens, Texas. We appreciate you playing, Martin, and you can try again anytime, all right?
Shake and bake, baby.
All right, Martin. You have a great day. All right, I feel like I've been talking to Keith all morning. So
you just keep talking.
Jackie will pick up and hook you up there, buddy. Congratulations.
Tomorrow's my birthday, and thank you, partner.
Happy birthday, Keith.
I'm glad we got him today. He gets real talky on his birthday.
Your presents on the way.
You know it.
And you are qualified, last name in a hat, to win my daily stuff, the autographed photo of the cast of Dawson's Creek. And a Greg Warren autograph fish sandwich CD, not the actual sandwich as we learned earlier. All right, now I'll keep talking for a while. You see?
All right.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. All right. Let's see. We got Ward Hall off the Facebook wall. Ward says, please play the Mad Max on smoking. All right, Ward, you got it. Coming up next. Big Show's on the radio here, rolling through your Tuesday. How about drawing for my daily stuff before we get out of here in minutes? First, off the Facebook wall, classic bit of the morning, Mr. Ward Hall. This request from Mad Max.
Jumbo and Billy.
Yo!
Mad Max here.
Max, how you doing, buddy? I guess that's probably a stupid question. You called. You're probably mad about something. Man, good to hear from. Hey, but you might even be too mad to talk about it. You say this sometimes. And if you are too mad to talk about it, well, we wouldn't want to drag it. Yes.
Shut up! Let somebody else talk for a change. Goodness sakes, ain't like you're not going to get to talk again. Plus, the quicker you shut up, the less chance we might have to hear more about your old no-driving ass in that Legends car. So just shut up.
Oh,
try it. You might learn learn something.
All right, I'm shutting up.
Now, where was I?
I think you were getting mad about something because you kind of had that, what?
You're doing it again.
Okay, all right, fine.
You know what burns my butt?
A fire about this high?
John Boy, don't make me come over there.
Okay, all right, go ahead. What's up?
I wish everybody would quit trying to save me from smoking. Is there nothing else going on in the world you people can bitch about? And quit thanking me for not doing something you won't let me do anyway. Airplanes won't hardly let you smoke anymore. Can't smoke flying anywhere in America. No. Got to get on one of them international flights before they let you light up. It's pretty sad when you got to buy a ticket to East Berlin to get a taste of freedom. And Delta, now they outlaw smoking worldwide.
That's right.
Ain't like airlines could be worried about anything else. Say, oh, I don't know, like, not crashing. Tell you what, I'll worry about my insides. You just keep my outsides from running into the ground at 500 miles an hour. How would that be? Makes me so mad. Oh, you see, New York City? Oh, there's another reason I'll never set foot in that place. They done outlaw smoking pretty much anywhere in the city limits.
Oh,
that ought to save a lot of lives. Yeah. I know when I think of hazardous things about New York City, secondhand smoke is just got to be number one on the list. My big old butt. Even when you go in some bars nowadays, no smoking in a bar. Now they'll pour you half a dozen screaming Nazis, but don't suck no smoking, you loves. Ooh. Restaurants, hey, stick you in the back next to the restrooms if you smoke. Wouldn't want to offend nobody. Yeah, but a feller with AIDS could be whooping up your chicken salad in the kitchen. That's all right. Don't mess with him. He might sue you. Seems to me people are even more upset about smoking than they are about drunk driving. That ain't right. Feller don't crash into you going down the road after smoking one too many cigarettes. And when you get right down to it, people that smoke are just plumb more interesting than people who don't. And the ones that holler the loudest are by and large the most uptight, boring people you ever run into. You notice that?
You hear that, Rafe?
Nothing more chaps my butt worse than somebody trying to save your life, whether you want them to or not. Look at history. Right. People that smoke versus people that don't. Edward R. Murrow, he smoked. Dan Rather don't. Andy Taylor smoked. Barney Fife did. Oscar Madison smoked. Felix Unger don't. See? They're boring.
You're right.
I never thought I'd say this, but I think we need to take a lesson from the homos on this.
The homos?
That's right. Next time, tell them I'm not smoking. I'm practicing an alternative breath style. Won't make me up some stickers that say, thank you for not bitching about my smoking. You worry about what you put in your body. I worry about what I put in mine. I won't blow it in your face if you'll stay out of mine. Now shut up and quit ruining my life.
All right.
And somebody give me a lie. John Boy and Billy.
Yeah, man.
Y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Tuesday morning. All right, well, we'll get the drawing for my daily stuff giveaway.
Not yet.
Oh, I want to tell you about, well, see, Shaggy pulled out the winner today is Matt Buck from Bradenton, Florida. Matt won the current events quiz, but what I want to tell you about, he won the personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's our brand new sponsor here at The Big Show. And with all sorts of stuff, you can go to thebigshow.com and register for my weekly stuff. Yeah, I was going to tell you that it's a fishing trophy from the 06 Cape Fear Marlin Children's Tournament. And from...
Yeah, we're calling that the Box of Boring.
2003. What about this Carrot Top AT&T Kenny Schrader die-cast race car?
Oh, it's the Box of... I don't know what this is supposed to be.
And it is still in the box, a collectible if you're a Kenny Schrader or Carrot Top fan.
Or both.
And who possibly is.
Yeah, at the same time. That would, yeah,
except for them.
It would be awesome. Right. But anyway, so our new sponsor, Box of Awesome, if you go to thebigshow.com, we're a lot going on. Yeah, I want you to click on that banner and check that out. And if you use the promo code JBB, that's our promo code for everything. You know, we go to thebigshow.com. Right. You get 20% off your first box. Mm-hmm. And this is really cool stuff.
Yep. Yeah, they're way better at it than Johnny has been so far.
I'm telling you, they got it down. There's a monthly box. You just subscribe.
Right. Man. And it doesn't cost anything to subscribe. It's free to subscribe.
No.
And you can go on their website at the first of every month and decide if you want that box or switch for a different one.
And then if you don't see anything you like that month, you don't have to buy anything. Exactly. It doesn't cost you anything. Yeah.
So really, sign up is absolutely free, and you don't have to take any box that you don't want.
Right, right.
But it will
you always know what they've picked out for you before they send it to you. So if you say, no, I want this, or I don't want anything, you just let them know it, and they'll
Very cool.
Yeah, and it's geared toward guys. I mean, it's some cool stuff for the guys, man. Yep.
Mm. They're cool.
I mean, knives, hatchets, and all sorts of stuff.
They're making a handle out of Box of Awesome. It'll land you on Bespoke Post. That's the website. So don't think you hit the wrong spot. That is the folks behind the Box of Awesome.
That's it. And so right there, just click that banner at thebigshow.com, and you know it'll take you right there. So, all right. So anyway, so the autograph photo of Dawson's Creek TV show cast, Katie Holmes, James Vanderbilt, Joshua Jackson, Michelle Williams.
You have said James Vanderbilt's name differently every time you've said it.
I remember at the rap party, he had this little weird little hat on that I wanted. Greg Warner.
He's a little fellow. Why didn't you just take it?
Well, he did. He let me try it on. It didn't work for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess you had to be young, cute, skinny.
Yeah.
He's doing this thing where he gives stuff away every week. I think that's this week's prize.
So I told you the winner with that. Yeah, I didn't even need your drum roll there. Right? But we'll take it anyway. Matt Buck. Brandyton, Florida, you get the daily stuff giveaway. All right, fun stuff. If you missed any of the big show, you don't have to. The John Boy and Billy podcast, a hit in about an hour and a half.
All right, we got it. All right.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at bigshow.com. Anytime is the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. It does go with it.
James Lamberbeek.
And you can stock up now at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
We might play a contest with that photo of who's the richest a little later on. Katie Holmes, rolling dough these days. Thanks to Tom Cruise. Okay, we finished all going. I had so much more to say.
Why don't you and the giant laser get a frickin' room, for God's sake?